This is Tim Holland, Brinker's Global Investment Strategist. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for this broadcast. On today's Investment Insights podcast, we want to address the political dynamic in the UK and the impact the recent election and its rather surprising outcome might have on Brexit and global markets. On June 8th, voters in the UK went to the polls and, once again, confounded the experts and the pollsters by moving away from the ruling Conservative Party, led by Theresa May, and embracing the Labour Party, led by Jeremy Corbyn. When all was said and done, the Conservatives very unexpectedly lost 13 seats in their majority in Parliament, and Labour, very unexpectedly, picked up 30 seats. Interestingly, and somewhat confusingly, the UK is now confronting what is known as a hung Parliament, which exists when no single party emerges with a majority and a mandate to form a government. What typically happens next is two or more parties come together to form a coalition government to lead the nation. As we are recording this broadcast, the makeup of the next UK government is unknown, though most pundits believe the Conservatives and Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party will find common cause, with that party's 10 seats and the Conservatives' 318 seats combining for a slight majority in the 650-seat House of Commons. So what does this changed and unsettled UK political situation mean for the global economy and markets? More specifically, will Brexit, or the UK leaving the European Union, still happen? After all, Theresa May campaigned on the idea that Brexit means Brexit, and that only she could obtain the best possible deal for the UK as it negotiated its departure from the EU. On the other hand, the Labour Party is very much in the pro-Remain camp, or against Brexit, and for keeping the UK in the EU. Despite all the political drama, we still see Brexit moving ahead and the UK exiting the EU. The political turmoil in the UK could mean a weaker negotiating position for the country and less favorable terms of departure, but the issue of Brexit was decided by national referendum, and we don't see the next UK government, regardless of party makeup, going against the will of the people. However, that same political turmoil likely weakens the British pound further against the US dollar and other developed market currencies, which helps drive UK borrowing costs and inflation higher. Higher borrowing costs and inflation should weigh heavily on the UK economy, particularly for more domestic-facing companies and the UK consumer. However, export-oriented UK companies will benefit as a weaker currency makes their products more competitive overseas. We also see the unexpected and unsettling UK election result, somewhat ironically, potentially aiding pro-EU, pro-establishment political parties across Europe. We don't believe we have seen the end of political populism in Europe, but the populist wave may have crested for the time being, which likely provides additional support for the European financial assets. However, longer term, we see the irreconcilable nature of Europe's single monetary policy and multiple fiscal policies, challenged demographics, and rigid labor markets as significant secular continental headwinds. Here at home, we don't envision any meaningful economic or market impact from the political upheaval in the UK. US companies that export to the UK could see sales suffer as the US dollar strengthens against the pound, but any impact should be at the margins. Probably the most important takeaway from the UK election is that when it comes to politics, we should all continue to expect the unexpected. We hope you found this podcast informative and entertaining. Please reach out to Brinker if we can be of any assistance. Thank you again for your time and the trust and confidence you have placed in Brinker Capital. We are very grateful. Have a great day.